can't see. So grab the spear of life and aim it, and you'll be guided by edutainment.
So there's this concept that we put together called edutainment. So edutainment is this combination between entertainment and education. So we want to make education entertaining.
So grab the spear of life and aim it, and you'll be guided by edutainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Edutain Me. My name is Mo Rock.
And I'm here. I'm Mark Voss.
And we are live in the studio. And Mark, this is our first live episode right here on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Special thanks to Eric Lee for making it happen. And Mark, what the hell is this show about?
Well, as the name suggests, we educate, but we also entertain, right? So if some of you remember, we used to be on the NHH network not too long ago, so we've moved on to bigger and better things now, and so we decided we needed to make a show that doesn't just reach a audience in one particular group, but we want to reach an audience much larger, include everybody. So now Edutainme is not just geared towards artists and helping aspiring artists find their voice, but now we're out here to help people become better human beings.
So is it true, Mark, that you are actually a university professor?
Yeah, I've been teaching at Chapman University for over 4 years, and I generally taught Germanic languages, linguistics, that kind of stuff, but I also teach sociology.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I tell my students all the time, when you learn to become a sociologist, it's really a radical experiment in empathy. Sociology teaches you to look at other cultures and ultimately to become more understanding of other ways of seeing the world. So, you know, it's really interesting, and hopefully that's what we can do here with our
show. You're a smart guy, Mark. What on God's green earth are you doing sitting next to me, a schmuck like me, doing a show?
Well, again, Mo, I mean, I know you and I, we met in a very, very bizarre fashion.
We'll save that for a different show.
It's a while back now, too, but, you know, I think the best way to learn is to make it fun. You know, it's got to be entertaining in one form or another. If it's not, then, you know, we lose our people. We lose the listeners. And like the students in my class, if they get bored, you can tell. And then they shut out.
914-338-1303. The lines are open. We will be taking your call later on in the hour. So there's so many crazy stuff going on, Mark. But, you know, before we get into the personal development stuff, before we get into a lot of the different things that we have planned and structured for the show, let's touch base on some current events. How about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton going neck to neck in Iowa? I mean, I was on the Howard Stern Radio Network a few months ago, and someone asked me, do I think Hillary is beatable? And I said, no way in heck is she beatable. She's got a machine. She's the upper echelon candidate. Next thing, Bernie Sanders, who – you know, looks very like my grandfather in many ways, is neck
Colonel
to neck.
Sanders, right? Is Colonel
neck
Sanders.
To neck
Colonel
with Hillary.
Sanders.
What do you make of that?
In terms of Hillary being beatable, I think so. The reason why is, I mean, if anyone pays any close attention, she's kind of thralled with a lot of, I would say, not legal behaviors. I mean, you know, she has the email scandals, and there are other things coming out of the closet now. And they're not doing her any justice in the race. And honestly, the question I have to ask is, if she's on the brink of being indicted, is she suitable even to be a candidate? I mean, what do you think about that?
You know what, man? I don't think she's going to be indicted. I think that the media has blown that out of proportion. I think that the odds of that actually happening are slim to none. I do think that it's been a lot of crazy stuff going on the Republican side of things. I mean, look, usually I listen to the right, I listen to the left, and I make my decision based on the best candidate. This cycle, the Republican debate stage looks like an SNL skit. There's no chance I'm voting for any of the Republicans. And usually I give them the time of day. I listen to them. I hear them out. But this election cycle, they've lost their damn minds.
Well, you can tell that times are really interesting. And I guess you could also say bad if a Simpsons episode scenario is playing out in real life right now with Donald Trump being in the races. I mean, way to go, creators of The Simpsons, for hitting the nail on the head on that one. But at the same time, it's a comedy show. It's a cartoon show. We actually have Trump going, trying to become president now. I think that's just showing, that just shows you Americans, the American voter, they're really angry and frustrated with what's going on, and that they're voting for candidates that 10 years from now, you probably would never have been able to.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, there was an episode of The Simpsons about 12, 13 years ago. And to the person who just called us, call back in, there's a line at the moment. 12, 13 years ago, somebody called us. Or not called us, look at me. Somebody, there was an episode that Matt Groening and the writers of The Simpsons produced on the air where it was a dystopian future.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dystopian future, they mocked and they said that Donald Trump is now president. And it was the funniest thing in the late 90s, and now it's coming into fruition. It reminds me a little bit of that movie. I know you know what movie I'm talking about, with the dystopian future. If anybody out there knows.
1984?
No, the funny one, the comedy one. It came about a cast friend who I highly suggest you guys go check it out. Just let the people know a little bit about that movie.
Well, good grief. You kind of put me on the spot here. I mean, I saw that movie, I don't know, like almost a decade ago. And from what I remember, it's basically, what, everyone's an idiot. Literally everyone. They use Gatorade to water their plants. But, you know, the salts in it kill the plants every time. And you're like, what, use water from the toilet? Use water from the toilet?
We're not that far off from that, it seems like, sometimes. But, no, it's really interesting. Like I said, I see no chance that I'm going for anybody on the Republican side. And I'm not this Democrat by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, what are you? Are you Republican, Democrat? What are you?
I'm a human being who goes both ways depending on the candidate. I voted independent, I voted Republican, I voted Democrat.
So
I'm a candidate.
Ways, huh?
I'm a not in that way. But no, you know, but honestly, it's like an SNL skit. I mean, what is going on, America? Are there really people that take these guys seriously? Because I'd like to meet some of these people.
Well, I mean, there is a side of this that a lot of people don't talk about, and it is taboo, and it's also wrapped up in a lot of and conspiracy, but there is this phenomenon that we have called the military-industrial complex, and this whole thing about being able to you can buy politicians, you know, if you have enough money, they're going to do what you ask them to, ultimately.
Yeah. So Trump says that he's so rich that he can't be bought. What do you think about that?
I think that's one thing that speaks for him. Honestly, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit jaded. I mean, from the stuff that I teach, I also specialize in tyranny, dictatorships, and totalitarianism. So I have to say that because, yeah, I am a bit jaded in terms of politics because of what I study. I think what we're seeing in politics now is a reflection of the frustration that a lot of Americans are feeling with the political process, that you have politicians that promise them things and then don't deliver, or they're just straight up lies. You know, I think people they don't want to put up with that anymore. And they want some kind of radical change, which, you know, originally was promised by Barack Obama. This hope and changement. And I don't think people got the hope and the change that they wanted or were hoping for. So the fact that we see candidates that you wouldn't usually think would even have a shot at running definitely have a chance now. I mean, even if you look at other countries, and I don't want to compare it to the rise of any dictatorship now, but in times of economic crisis, as Gerald Celente would say, when people have nothing to lose, they lose it. You know, I'm not saying that we're at that point yet, but considering the candidates that are running, you know, Donald Trump is, I mean, let's face it, he's an entertainer. He's a comedian as well, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders is kind of known for his socialist leanings. You know, I've heard people call him Bernie Sandernista, you know, like from the Sandinistas.
Sure.
And, you know, as someone who lives in two cultures, seeing someone like Sanders And even Hillary Clinton and, you know, Rand Paul, although I think he just stepped out, right?
Yeah, he surprisingly dropped out. Absolutely no traction the way his father had traction. 2008,
right.
Actually 2007, Ron Paul threw his hat in the ring. Everyone ignored him. Everyone thought he would be a joke. You go along for 6 months, you see surprisingly he's getting millions of dollars and he becomes a real legitimate force. And he surprised a lot of people when in the actual convention in 2008, he actually had real delegates vote for him.
Oops.
And he really rocked and shocked the establishment. Brilliantly, though, what the establishment then did was they filled the Ron Paul creation with the Tea Party movement. They mm-hmm. fought the Ron Paul supporters and Tea Party movement. Then they made the Tea Party movement a place for mainstream candidates. And
yeah.
they brilliantly diffused that whole situation. And in 2012, Ron Paul ran again,
mm-hmm.
with more mainstream credibility in 2012. But at that point, a lot of the flair was reduced and, stabilized.
Right. I think one of the key issues with both Ron Paul's campaigns in the past and Rand Paul's campaign is, if you look at what Trump does, I mean, he says some really audacious things that, like, rile people up and they say, what are you saying, you know? I think, honestly, that Rand Paul might have benefited from that, from talking about key issues that Americans are worried about, but also in a manner that will get people to listen. I think, honestly, uh-huh. his message just wasn't strong enough, you know?
Uh-huh.
I like what he had to say, especially in terms of, you know, mass surveillance and how that can be detrimental to freedom and liberty as well. But ultimately he wasn't strong enough with his message in terms of how he sold it. And I think Trump has a heads up on that because he is someone that has been in media a long time. So he knows how to handle show hosts. He knows how to handle the media basically. And
right.
he's doing a really good job with that, I have to say.
Seems like there's three candidates, like Rubio, who surprisingly came out of nowhere in mm-hmm. Iowa, Cruz, and Trump. Which mm-hmm. one do you see that'll actually get the final nod?
I mean, the final, that's an interesting question. From whom? I mean, we have the Electoral College, we have the people that fund
the RNC is going to nominate. Who will be on the ticket?
I honestly don't think Trump will get it, simply because they have problems with him. I don't know. Honestly, it's difficult to say. I would say possibly Marco Rubio has a shot.
Uh-huh.
But again, I think the problem is much bigger than which candidate are you going to vote for. Uh-huh. Americans are looking for real change. You know, they don't want the same old, because there are a lot of similarities between administration and what is being perpetuated by the Obama administration in terms of foreign policy and I mean, with the reauthorization and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I think people really, they're tired of it. They don't want to be duped anymore and lied to anymore. They want someone real, like a Mr. Smith goes to Washington, but someone who actually has a chance to do that. And I think that's where Donald Trump gets some of the support, because they think, hey, he's independent, you know. He doesn't get financed by any super PACs or by multinational corporations. Maybe he is our Mr. Smith goes to Washington, but I would say no. It's more like Bruce Wayne, the Batman billionaire, going to Washington here, but without the fancy suit and fancy gear.
And without the desire to take out the criminals of Gotham.
Which would be, in this case, what, Washington?
Yeah. But it's funny, you know, I'm looking forward to that Superman and Batman movie coming out.
Way to change pace there, Mo.
That was actually a brilliant segue. You opened it up. See, life is about opportunity, seeing it, and taking it.
I thought you were going to make a segue plug here. I was like, wait, life is all about buying a segue.
That's right. And visit segue.com and order yours. But it's funny. I remember when Ben Affleck was announced as being Batman, everyone was up in shambles. Nobody would have ever expected Ben Affleck to be Batman. And funny enough, I remember NSYNC had the reunion, and Ben Affleck was, announced to be the next Batman in the same day. So it was kind of a crazy day in pop culture in America when that happened. You know, you got, on one hand of the spectrum, the last guy you expect being Batman, and on the other hand, the biggest boy band of all time,
No, I hear you, man, but you've got me beat on movie trivia, sir. I like to pretend that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to who the hot artists are nowadays, but I do tend to fall.
Well, I will tell you, hot artists, you guys will check out this commercial. We'll be back in about a minute.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Easyzuli app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan walls, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of his fun adventures. Easy Way has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Easyzuli app for free.
That's right. Download the Eric Easyzuli app for free, or your mattress is free.
I bet you he has never given away a free mattress in his life, ever. This is the dumbest slogan I've ever heard. We'll beat any advertised price. Obviously, they're going to do that first.
Yes, I don't think they're going to give a free one. But we actually have a recorded interview that we did with Eric Easyzuli that we're going to go and play now in a couple minutes. And I'm super excited because it was a cool, insightful interview. I kind of want to sing the song before we do it, though. Can you just talk while I sing? Talk about
all
politics.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool.
Well, you're going to sing now, aren't you?
No,
you're going to get a live
background.
Oh, come on.
No,
you got to sing.
You talk about your school.
Someone needs to call in right now and help me tell Mo that to sing over the song. Hey, there you go.
The wings
listen to that.
Of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring.
You never know what happens on our show.
But it rings, and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaving razor's cold, and it seems.
You know the words, Marcia, with
I don't.
Cheer up, sleepy Gino, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on a sea, but now you know how happy I can be.
Come on, Mark.
You're very talented.
Oh, and our good times start from then, without no one to spend. But how much data do we really need?
Everyone at home, sing along.
Yes.
Cheer up, sleepy Gino. What can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Gino. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
This is Edutate Me. We
yes,
are the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and play a wonderful interview that we did yesterday, actually. Eric Easyzuli is traveling right now, and he's busy with some various different things. We couldn't get him live. But we do have a pre-recorded interview we did with him yesterday that we're about to go ahead and play for you guys. So, God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in. 2 weeks from now, we have a very, very, very special guest for you. We're not going to tell you who it is, but we will post it on Twitter tomorrow. And, oh, my God, I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling so happy.
Thank you so much.
I'm feeling so excited. Life is so good.
When was the last time you gave a live show, except for just now? Seven, 8 years ago. You just heard Mo Rock singing to you live here on Easy Way Broadcasting. That's not something you get very often, because ever since we met, I never seen a show that you've done. Not one.
Well, you know what? life is all about experiencing new things, my brother. So I'm glad you got to experience that. And we're so grateful. This show is just so cool. And you know what? We're going to have a hell of a time doing this.
Absolutely, man.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now we are going to go. I got some singing to do. I want to go take a shower and sing to myself, have a bath. It's Friday night here in California. I'm going to go have some fun tonight. And, you know, follow me on Twitter at MoRockOnline. And, Mark, you don't have anything. You're not on Facebook. You're not on Twitter. What's up with that, man?
I'm on Chapman.edu. If you want to look at nothing, you can look at my little mug staring back at you. You're right. I got to set up some kind of Facebook page. Or, you know, I live vicariously through my work.
Right.
So you find me on here. You find me on the Facebook page for the program.
Can you make a Twitter and make a Facebook for your fans?
Well, I mean, you can follow the Twitter account that we have for the Regimes Museum.
Let them know
what
it is.
If you want to follow what I'm doing aside from this show, you can follow me on Twitter, hashtag Regimes Museum, or go to regimesmuseum.org to learn more about the organization and all of the crazy things that we do over there at the Regimes Museum. And that's really all I've got. I don't have a lot of...
Also, special thanks to Brent Ogden and
yes. And
Andy Toe.
Those are all our collaborators at the Regimes Museum. Definitely want to give a big shout out to them.
Also, Allie.
Yep, Allie.
Allie, I'm sorry, I forgot your last name.
Allie Rocha.
Special thanks to Sophia and Eric and Jim.
Yes.
And the Easy Way family and, you know, for making this possible. We're having a good time. Special thanks to the Good Pizza in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
And Nando of the Good Pizza for always being a supportive sponsor. Fortune Gazette and Easy Way Broadcasting Endeavors. And, you know, if you guys check out the Easy Way magazine, there's a full-page spread of Nando and the pizza shop. And if you guys check out Fortune magazine, there's also a full-page spread of the Good Pizza and
Absolutely.
Nando's incredible work. So make sure you guys check out the restaurant. You won't regret it. Guys, we're going to go ahead and listen to this interview now. Again, we will see you guys in 2 weeks. Any final words, Mark?
No, I think we've pretty much summed it all up nicely. I just want to give a shout out to my good friend Dina. I hope you're rocking it over there at UCI, and to all my other colleagues and friends at Chapman University.
You know what? I just got a message. We have a few minutes before we have a few minutes to speak. I don't want to leave you guys. I love you guys too much. Do I have to go?
No.
Can I stay on the air?
You don't have to go. You
can
be on air.
Can I stay for another 5 minutes?
24 hours a day.
But we don't have anything else to talk about, Mark.
Yeah, you can talk about the Kardashians. I know that's your expertise.
Oh, speaking of the Kardashians,
you guys
need to check out the new O.J. Simpson show. Johnny Cochran was played brilliantly. FX is releasing a series about O.J. Simpson, a 6th series. Holy smokes, is this crazy? You guys need to go check out this amazing show. The acting is out of this world.
Really?
The writing is out of this world. And guys, O.J. Simpson did it. And it's a true fact. O.J. Simpson killed his wife. Stop defending him. Stop it. Stop it.
I don't know what to say to that, man. I simply don't know enough.
But in fairness, Johnny Cochran did a hell of a job working the system as a defense. Alan Dershowitz, Johnny Cochran, Kardashian, Shapiro. I mean, this was really the dream team of law, the trial of the century. I mean, it's like having Jordan and Barkley and Stockton and Malone. It was just like the 92 Olympic dream team on the basketball court. This was the dream team in the courtroom in a different court. You know, how do you get those brilliant minds in one case? Is beyond me, but that's the reason why OJ got away scot-free. The juice did it, though.
The juice.
OJ, the juice.
Okay.
Guys,
okay.
you have to remember, Mark Voss got his PhD at the age of 20. Safe to say.
Well, 24, but okay. Thank you. You don't have to oversell me.
But no, OJ Simpson did it, and the fact that he got away innocently is crazy. But I was thinking the other day this. So you had Kardashian, you had Shapira. You had Cochran, you had mm-hmm. O.J. You had Alan Dershowitz and a few other ones that were also kind of on the sidelines, not really on the front lines. Someone told me this. Now, this wasn't my opinion. I don't know how I feel about this because it's a little harsh. And I say this with respect. I'm just sharing an opinion. They were telling me that karma was in play because of that case. Because today, O.J. Simpson is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And Kardashian passed away in 2003. Johnny Cochran passed away roughly around that same time. Shapiro is still kicking it. But it's interesting how out of those four faces, three of them are either in jail or deceased. How do you feel about that? Do you think that karma is real, Mark?
Well, I would say I would take the laws of physics on this one and say every act has an equal and opposite reaction. So what goes around comes around, I suppose, no?
That's right. So you're thinking I think the law of relativity applies to how humans act?
Maybe not as scientifically, yes, but I think so, certainly.
So was it karma that killed those guys or was it bad genes?
I mean, you're opening so many theories there. I mean, we could literally speculate on and on and on about whether it was the universe at work or anything else. But it's fair to say that the laws of physics do apply until, of course, you dive into the subatomic realm when quantum physics takes over. But even there is a lot to learn, too.
It's interesting. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the string theory. These are all things that I've been fascinated by for a long, long time now. And mm-hmm. You know this. I've traveled to many different seminars and I've had the pleasure of speaking on this subject matter and being amongst people who I frankly have no business sitting next to, but somehow the universe put me in interesting positions. When you look at an atom at a quantum level, it contains nothing but E, pure energy. And when you look at that on an even quantum level, you see that at the core of it is nothing but empty space. A solid is not really a solid. That's kind of quantum physics, quantum mechanics 101. What's interesting about that, though, is if that is true, and it is, then the only thing that really exists is perception and imagination. And all else is nothing more than an empty energy field, much like a computer program. Much like in
but
a
we're all
way.
Energy. You know, we are in essence energy, and I think what's interesting, and you kind of touched upon this, is if you observe laser light particles, they obey the laws of physics until you don't observe any. Mm-hmm. Once observing the particles, they behave differently. They behave as forms of waves. So if you put up a mesh or some grill and fire light particles through the grill, you'll get some coming out of the top hole, some coming out of the bottom hole. And if you had something that would capture where each particle landed, you would see a pretty decent spread of where the particles land when you observe them. And you would see a shadow of two lines as they would go through the mesh, right? But once you don't observe them, they behave radically differently, and they take on the form of waves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can explain that to me, then, you know, there's a Nobel Prize in it for you. But I think it's a very interesting thing because that basically says when you observe something, you are an active participant in what you are observing. So perception definitely plays a role in that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't speaking about the changing of the dynamics of the energy field, which occurs due to perception. That is something that is understood, but that's not what I'm speaking about. Speaking about the human existence in and of itself is something that can only be defined as a sensory experience.
But it is. It is. And, you know, there's a sociological theory that argues that sense perceptions are the only true form of interpreting the world, meaning taste, sight, smell, touch, those things, right?
We have more senses than the five. It's unfortunate that the masses have been taught that they have five senses. You don't really get to understand sense because it's not really accepted as a mainstream true sense. Where does intuition come from? I mean, you can't tell me that intuition doesn't exist. You can't tell me that's fake. You can't say that intuition is not. That is part of the...
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, not just ideas, but dreams. Dreams that figure out like, where does it come from? We haven't found in the brain the region that gives you the idea.
It's politically correct from would be source, universe, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, remember, Mark.
But can you
allow me? look, this is how I see it. And I am a stupid person, human body. That light that leaves the human body, that light that leaves the is measured as being the purest form of light measured. And that in itself is...
Pull out a notepad and write down. Because she said to her, it came in the form of like a water. The waterfall would mind, and she down. So part of writing the writing process is you physically have to be ready to accept what comes to you, not up to you. To those, well, I guess, for the lack of a creative juice, your creativity comes somewhere, but you have to be there, so you have to do half the work to get. Keeping a notepad with her at all times, so anytime an idea came to her, she would write it down really quick. Think about this. You know, they say, oh, they might be jamming a long time. They say, hey, man, this is a great riff. They stop playing. Hey, let that riff. Oh, no, what was that riff? It was a
uh-huh.
And then they lose it, right? And so think of the monster, definitely.
Right.
But what would you say, as you said, perceptions being only true form of anything in the world?
It's a very limited life if that's the only experience you allow.
Right.
Because perception is a very small aspect of what you could possibly experience by way of internal dialogue. And I'll understand certain things. I see literally less than 2% of the energy around
right,
us.
Right.
So that means 99.8% around us, we don't even see, but we can feel focus. Guys, we're on a commercial break. We'll be back in about a minute.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
That show. I'm not a baby boomer, but I listen anyways. I love real gyms and people. And you know what, guys? Just tune in to Baby Don't Want to Stop. We're going to be a baby boomer for one day.
Well, yes, absolutely. Call us the boomer baby somehow.
Yeah. So we're going to go to school interview with Eric. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. This time for real, we got to go. So we love you guys. Hugs and kisses. Thank you for supporting Easy Broadcasting, Edutain Me, Fink Magazine. And, Mark, what are your final words?
Well, I think we've had a pretty good show here so far. I hope you guys all enjoyed it as much as we did. We were having here, but I think we'll see you all next time on February 19th.
You got it.
What's going on, guys? Mo Rock here, and super excited because we got a brand new show that we're going to present to you guys today on the Easy Way Broadcasting Radio Network. I'm alongside my co-host.
Dr. Voss speaking.
And today's the first episode, so we decided to kind of take a different approach and make this more of an intro episode. As our first special guest, we do have the founder of Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're going to go over what you, the listener, can expect to hear in our future shows, as well as know a little bit about the future of Easy Way Broadcasting. So with that being said, I'd like to thank our first guest of the Edutain Me show, Eric Zuli. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm good, Mo and Mark. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and we're glad to have you guys on the network.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure working with you, and I think we have a lot to offer, not just the listeners that you bring to the table, but also the ones that we have from our old show. as I'm sure, well, when you remember, we had the pleasure of speaking with you at a charitable event, and we told you a little bit about what we did on the NHH network, and I couldn't agree with you more that reaching a brighter, a wider, broader audience is definitely the way to go. And so I'm sure a lot of people already know who you are, but some of our listeners are new and may not exactly know who you are, where you came from, or what Easy Way Broadcasting really is and what the mission of Easy Way Broadcasting is. Would you like to just kind of dive into that a little bit and tell us about what you are all about?
Yeah, sure, Mark. Thank you so much. Well, what I'm all about, I enjoy connecting like-minded people to other like-minded people, and I started out as a music producer, as a dancer, as a rapper, writing music and trying to be an entertainer. And I noticed that it was difficult trying to go up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like difficulty. I like to make things as easy as possible. So,
isn't that your slogan?
Yes, we do things the easy way, and I'll get into that. But I was just kind of thinking to myself, why take the stairs when you can create an elevator? You know what I mean? And so I decided to learn all the steps that it takes to do PR and do promotions and social media and networking and just learn all the nitty-gritties inside of every different piece and every different stepping stone that you need to do to get to your success. And that's what I basically did, is we've done events, we've produced, we've done music stuff, we've done film stuff, we've done PR, we've done promotions, we've done social media. And when I say we, I always look at me as I'm only as good as my team. So that's, you know, part of my vocabulary. I never say me.
So you are the quintessential guest to have on our show, especially when you look at the listener demographics of who used to listen to us. We help aspiring artists. And that has always been our objective for the old show, and now we want to move even beyond that. But for the aspiring artists, you know, they know how tough it is, and you know, I've been in the music industry for about 5 years as well, and I know how tough it is to make a living as an entertainer, as an artist. So, what was for you the breaking point where, like, you know, this music stuff, this entertainment stuff is fantastic, but at what point did you decide, like what Matt Drudge would say, you create your own platform, your own playground, and build yourself up?
Well, first of all, you should explain what quintessential means to a lot of the guests that are listening, because maybe some of them, remember, this is an entertainment and educational show. So
edutain me, right?
Yeah, edutain me, please. What does that mean? No, I'm kidding. As far as when did I want to create the vehicle, you know, I started a YouTube channel. And today our YouTube channel has over 14 million viewers, and we've done things with Akon and a lot of great people. But
wow.
I wanted to originally just keep records of what I was doing from Orange County to Hollywood and interviewing people. And originally I had a producer that met me in my music studio. And he asked me to come to a fashion show, and before that I had a friend of mine named Epidemic that asked me to... No, it wasn't Epidemic. It was another gentleman that was doing a documentary, and he needed a performer, and his performer got sick, so he called me last minute. And I actually ended up showing up to the event. Now, one thing I'm gonna tell all the listeners that's listening, ambiance is everything, okay? That's one thing I learned. Ambiance is everything. The way that you present yourself, the way that your image is going to be a result of the networking that you're getting. So when I showed up at this event, I had 12 girls that were wearing my What You Need shirts. At the time, the company was called What You Need Productions. So we had 12 beautiful girls. We showed up in a stretch Hummer limousine, and I had a suit on. So right there and then and there, there was people that were looking at, like, who is this guy,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I performed. I did my thing. I ended up having a publicist discover me and say, hey, you know, come down to Hollywood and do the same thing I saw. And it's funny because that same publicist knew the original music producer that was in my music studio.
No kidding. Small
yeah.
world.
Very, very small world, yeah. And but that music producer also was a TV show producer. And so the first event I went with them, I saw this guy holding a microphone running around interviewing people with the lights, camera, action type stuff. That was my first time actually seeing the hosting thing for TV. And I fell in love. So I went up to him and I was like, hey, what do I got to do that? I'm a sales guy. I'm this, I'm that. I'm a people person. And he goes, oh, well, you know, I didn't say I was a people person. He said, you need to be a people person. And I smiled knowing I was a people person. So I actually went around the event that we were at and collected like 50 cards and showed I was a people person. That was kind of the beginning. So your question was, you know, what was that first turning point where we started this engine, started this vehicle? That was it.
Wow. And it's interesting that you talk about the people you meet, because it's almost like serendipity if you think, you know, oh.
That's another one of those big words, man. What does that
big
mean?
Big words. Sorry. All right. Well,
I'm thinking of some of the listeners, though. Not everybody knows what quintessential and serendipity and everything.
I prefer to believe that our listeners
dumb
are
dumb it down a little bit, Mark. Come on.
Oh, no. We don't need to do that. I know as Americans, we're all much brighter than we'd like to
say. Our audience is probably very
I think so, too. I give our audience some credit here. But so basically, a few things came together there. It sounds like you met the right people at the right time, so a degree of luck. But also you created your own luck. You created the environment for you to grow, for you to make the necessary connections. And I think the last part of that is you have a degree of tenacity about you that you just go after what you want once you set your mind on it.
I'm not even going to go on that last third word. There he goes with those big words again.
Tenacious? No. Come on. You guys know Tenacious D, right?
I'm kidding. I know, but, you know, I'm just trying to think of the listeners out there. No, we have a very educated audience. But, yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I always make my dreams come true, no matter what. One thing about me is I make sure that I don't use words like maybe, if, possible, could be. Anything that's a possible word, I don't use. And I know what
no
I'm going to do.
No
weasel words, exactly. I anything that I'm involved with, I'm already seeing it happen. And, you know, a lot of my mentors have said, if you speak it into existence, if you think it's going to happen, you make it happen, it does happen.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the things that hopefully we've instilled in the past. And, you know, even nowadays, I mean, honestly, the fact that this show exists is a... It's almost a miracle.
It really
but it's
is
also
a miracle, but it's a good miracle because all you
hey,
people
there
listening
you are,
out
I
there.
You were asleep
no, I'm just been watching you guys do what you do, and I've been watching this tennis match, observing. But the thing that's great about this show is I want to talk a little bit about our backgrounds and how different our backgrounds are, but how that makes for an exciting show. So, you know, for those that don't know, I'm going to talk a little bit about you, and then you can talk a little bit about me, Mark.
Mm.
Mark Voss, he teaches at numerous schools. Some of the more popular schools, of course, are Chapman University, which is a top-ranked institution, which you've been a professor for there for several years. If you live in the Southern California area, you're probably familiar with places like Concordia or Mount SAC, among many other institutions that you've taught at. Dr. Mark Voss, who has his PhD, is also the founder of an organization that I'm blessed to be on the board of, and that's, of course, the Regimes Museum, which is a museum that emphasizes on the tyranny of dictatorships. And it's a fascinating and interesting museum. You have a wonderful ensemble and collection from so many different dictatorships, whether that is North Korea, whether that is the former Soviet Union, amongst many other places. So it's super exciting, and you know, we call the show Edutain Me because the educational aspect of it comes mostly, not exclusively, but mostly from your background. And you know, maybe you can let the listeners who don't know a lot about my background know a little bit about why we have the Tain Me in it.
Well, I'm glad you say I educate, but hopefully I'm also entertaining.
I hope so.
I'm not that much of a Ben Stein, even though I try to go into my smooth jazz radio show voice. But, well, Mo Rock, I mean, you're definitely, you're known for your music. You've been a producer. You've been on films like She Wants Me, and it's kind of uncanny how we met. Again, through entertainment, the great binder of bringing people together. And that's actually ultimately how we also met Eric Zulli
right. And
Easy Way Broadcasting.
I mean, we met a lot because of what Eric was talking about earlier with ambiance. I mean, right now I've spent the past several years building over four different companies, working in the nonprofit sector. But when we met, I was heavy in the music industry, and, you know, I was dressed in a white tuxedo. I also had about, you know, six or seven pretty girls around me when you and I met. I had a personal assistant at the time. So it's funny how ambiance kind of plays a big part in, you know, intrigue in networking, and I couldn't agree with Eric more than, you know, more. It plays a big role. So for those listening, ambiance, image is everything.
Seriously, take that lesson, because To be entirely candid with you, Mo, I actually was not planning on calling you back. I legitimately was going to say, this guy's weird. I'm not going to call you. You just rubbed me the wrong way. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, I get a call. I was like, hey, this is Mo.
We're going to save the full story for a different show. There's a reason why he's saying that. And if you tune in to, not next week's episode, but the episode after that, we're going to let you guys know the story about how we met and how this, you know, everything came into, because there's a funny and interesting backstory to it. Going back to our guest, Mr. Eric Zulli, we know a lot about what you have right now because the people listening to this are very, very familiar with Easy Way Broadcasting. What are some things that you have in store for the future, some surprises? I know you can't speak about absolutely everything that you're doing, but some things that you can speak about that would, you know, intrigue the listeners about the future of the Easy Way Syndicate.
Well, you guys hear in the background all these doors opening up and closing, and that's one of the big things that we do is we are door openers, as you know. But you know, I think that the audience can follow what we're doing by going to easywayb.com, as in broadcasting, easywayb.com, and just subscribe and just kind of follow the movement. But we do have a magazine, which is, we consider it like the People Magazine of social media as well as live stream. We have a full-fledged TV, IPTV network, Easyway TV, Easyway.tv, which is actually partners now with Digitech Media Group, as well as our radio station, which you guys are listening to this on, with Blog Talk Radio, reaching almost 1 million listeners with now 5 shows coming up in February here. But we are a connection type network, you know. I've started Easy Way Broadcasting about 3-4 years ago. Before that, I had What You Need TV. Then it was WTV Networks. I've tried a lot of different things as an entrepreneur. Here, listen, you're gonna hear another door open. Watch, because we open doors.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
It is.
Yep.
So I have a question for you, actually, because I've noticed that in a lot of industries, and especially now that the economy has hit rock bottom and is, well, despite what people say, it's not great for most Americans and people around the world. But there seems to be something about people getting into something and starting from scratch. And I've noticed that with my friend who started a museum up in Los Angeles, it takes about 10 years to become or to reach a level of success that allows you to just explode out onto the scene. Now, you said you've been doing Easy Way for 4 years, but in total, how long did it get to the point where you're working on multi-million-dollar projects? Now, not going to spill any secrets here, but
well, I've been in the industry for about 12 years.
It took honestly.
If your question is how long did it take until things started getting more real,
exactly,
real deals started coming.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
It would definitely be a good 10 years, I think. Like, you know, recently, in the last 2 years or so, the more real stuff has been happening. And I think you just kind of get to a point where you kind of realize that you need to learn to filter and you need to learn to cut off some of the weight that doesn't need to be on there. And, you know, you learn. You learn as you go. And it's been a grueling, long process for us, but we're starting to really move. 2016 is turning out to be an amazing year. But, you know, I want to know more about this show, and this is the first show, and I own the network. You guys are going to know about me, and people that listen to Easy Way Broadcasting probably does know about me. I want to know really what's to be expected off of a show that's called Edutain Me.
Well, if you remember how we met, you and I, we met at a charitable event many months ago now at this point, but I believe in service. I believe in giving back to the community, you know, and the only way to give back to the community and make it meaningful is to not just fish for somebody, but to teach them how to fish. But, you know, I teach at universities. I know that learning can be very dry and boring. So what we wanted to do is entertain people while giving them lessons or little tidbits with our guests, you of course as well, which you've already done, ways that people can improve their own lives. And even if it's just changing someone's perspective from a negative, oh, I always fail at this, to that, to look at that failure as, no, I know 1,000 ways of doing something wrong, but I only have to be right once. Like, even if that happens to only one person listening, I think you know, we've made a difference in someone's lives. And, you know, as a professor, I generally don't get a lot of feedback from my students directly. But every now and then I get an email saying like, hey, you know, you thank you for doing what you what you're doing. Keep going. And, you know, that's always that, you know, you're on the right track. Even
well, that's
if you don't
the edutaining. That's the education side of things.
Right.
Now, Mo, I want you to entertain me. And by the way, guys, I met Mark through Mo Rock at a and Mo Rock actually brought him to one of our charity events we were supporting and sponsoring, which was Ball for a Cause in Orange County. And so, Mo, now entertain us.
Well, you know what, guys? If you guys want to be entertained, and if you guys want to be educated, this is definitely the place to get both those things. Before I can entertain you guys, I got to finish this Red Bull. I'm about halfway through drinking it, but once it's done, I promise that you guys will be entertained. But here's the more important thing, though. You know, the show that we intend on creating and producing for you guys on a biweekly basis is an evolution of our previous show. Now, a lot of you guys are listeners from our old show, Real Talk with Voss and Rock. And you guys may remember we had guests that were authors, professors, and even porn stars on that show. So this is more of an evolution of that show where we're emphasizing on bringing these two worlds together. Now, one of the things that you guys can expect is a panel where we'll have, on one hand, somebody from maybe adult entertainment, maybe a porn star, or maybe somebody that is a stripper. And on the left-hand side, we'll have maybe a CEO of a company, a politician, a best-selling author. And we're going to have them debate on similar ideas and similar concepts. And it'll be interesting to kind of see what the outcome of that is going to be. Traditionally speaking, there are some industries that are not really revered as respected by the academic community, and
right.
That's a fact,
right.
But we're
right.
going to bring the academic community together with the entertainment community, the extreme aspects of the entertainment community in some shows, and see what plays out.
You guys are on my network now, and I have to make this really clear. There's not going to be a whole lot of stripping and dipping and porn and nudity and all that. That's not going to happen. I'll tell you that right now. That's not something that Easy Way really condones and is around. Maybe people that were down one path and you're trying to stray them down to a better path and they happen to do that in the past. In the past, emphasis, underline, exclamation point, highlighted in the past. but that sounds interesting. It sounds cool. So if I'm a listener and I want to be educated and I want to be entertained, you know, what type of, why am I going to listen to this show? I see that you guys are explaining what type of show it is and this and that, but really, why do I want to keep continuing to tune in? What's in it for me as a listener?
You will grow as an individual. Every guest that we have on, whether it is a exotic dancer or an author or anything in between that, has something to teach you. I believe every single person on Earth has something that you can learn from. And we kind of provide a synthesis or a way to fuse things you can learn from people you would least expect to people who are like, okay, well, this is a CEO or this is an author. They know something about that specific topic. But, I mean, even homeless people have something to teach you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, one of the beauties of our show. We bring all these different people on from all these various backgrounds to talk about things that that matter. I mean, when we talk to the exotic dancer or the porn star, I mean, you know, yeah, it was wild. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, even she had some interesting points about trying to make it as a young girl in a very volatile industry.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite shows that we produced on the old network. Was the show with the young gentle lady who had chosen that path in life, and what was amazing was she was still a college student, and you know, it's interesting. You never really know what other lives people in entertainment and in the public eye have, whether that's adult entertainment or just, you know, PG entertainment. It's kind of funny the different skins and costumes that a lot of people wear.
Exactly. And you can see, even though they might be completely different, like a baseball player and an auto mechanic, there are certain themes or certain threads that when they tell us about their lives or their background that are almost universal. I mean, there's so many similarities despite radically different paths that these people have taken. And that's another thing that you can learn from and gain some self-empowerment from. And that's ultimately what we want to do.
Exactly.
We want to empower.
And guys, we're heading over to the top of the hour, so we're going to wrap this baby up. But before we do, I want my co-host, Dr. Mark Voss, to say some last words to the audience as far as what this ride is going to be all about.
Well, again, you know, it is an extreme pleasure to be on Easy Way Broadcasting. Eric Zulli is someone that is really admirable and someone to look up to. And, you know, if you follow him, if you want to spot some of the things of how people can get in touch with you or follow you, please share with our and your audience, you know, what they can learn from you, where they can find you. Your Twitter page or anything, please let them know.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And Mo, you guys are awesome. You guys can just download my application or mainly the Easy Way app, letter Z, W-A-Y, which is good for Android, and soon it'll be ready for Apple. And really, if you Google my name, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or Easy Way Broadcasting or WTV, everything comes up. We're all over the internet. And, you know, to answer your question before, I just didn't want this to be mainly a focus on me. This is your guys' show. I want the audience to know what is expected of this show. It's an amazing show, and I think it's going to go very far. But really, we are a professional viral promotions company. If you have a brand and you want to put it out there on a social media or digital perspective, I was given this name by a fan. This was kind of cool, but Digi Experts. Yeah, we're Digi Experts. We're Digi Kenobis or whatever, something like that. I thought. We're really good on the digital front and putting yourself or brand out there digitally, and that's mainly what we do, from content creation to social media to et cetera. But I also want to say thank you to Mo. I know you guys are taking off, but thank you for putting me on the cover of Fortune Gazette magazine. I always want to say Forbes magazine because it starts with an F.
Yeah.
But Fortune Gazette magazine is great, and looking
good
forward to
on that part, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for accepting the request to have you on the cover of the magazine. It's helped us a tremendous amount having you on the first cover with the social media promo and the social media help that it's provided us. So we appreciate you accepting the request to be on the cover of Fortune Gazette. It's helped kickstart it and helped give us brand recognition off the bat, so you deserve a lot of credit for that, and we appreciate you.
Well, let me do edutain me. Can you edutain me for a second, Mo, when you say that it's helped you guys a lot? Can you give a couple of examples? Well,
people know that Eric Zulli has a very strong following in certain circles, particularly by way of his social media platform. So, naturally speaking, when he posts about the latest magazine that he happens to grace the cover of, which in this case was Fortune Gazette magazine, his following is well aware of it, and consequently they become naturally aware of the brand as well as a result of that. So we appreciate you allowing us to use you on the cover and helping us kickstart that brand, you know, with a little bit of a fire that otherwise wouldn't have been there. So we understand that and appreciate that wholeheartedly.
Well, that's what he got out of it. I mean, ever since I've been on Easy Way Broadcasting, girls find me so much more interesting. You know,
because, you know, here's the thing, guys. Now you guys can go out there.
I want to hear more about the girls finding interesting.
Date.
Why are you interrupting?
Well, no, that's why I'm following up on. You guys can go out there. You guys can date, and you guys can use Tinder, use Match, and live life the hard way. Or you guys can just date the easy way. Now, I want to do a shameless plug for the Easy Way Access. If you guys want to meet interesting people, whether it's business or social, you guys got to be an Easy Way Access member. And to find out more, go to, I believe it's...
Yeah, we have it all. We have it all set now. If you go to easywayb.com and you click on membership, all the information is there.
And we are running out of time, so we do have to wrap this up. Thank you so much, Eric Zulli, for everything. Mark.
Wait, I got one more question though for you guys.
Sure.
Let's hear it.
What is the meaning of life?
Well, here's the thing. The meaning of life is, find out next week on Edutain Me.
The meaning of life in 30 seconds. I got something for this.
The meaning of life is to put meaning to your life.
18. Come on, Mark.
The meaning of life? Well, 16. It's what you make it. 15. Go out there and find your calling and succeed.
13.
I think I got it.
Meaning of life is to get money.
All right, thanks, guys. We really appreciate you guys listening. Thanks so much for having me on the show, guys. Remember, listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, and if you download the application, you'll be able to listen to all the shows. And if you go to easywaybroadcasting.com and you click on broadcast, you'll see radio, and you'll be able to see everything about the show and what's going to be happening. Thanks again, Mo. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you, guys, and have a good evening.